Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song titled Blessed and Highly Favored. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 17th day in April 2024. God wants you to prosper. Part 2. Our theme scripture is from 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for life and for your many blessings to us. We thank you for causing us to see this beautiful day that you've made and for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts and we ask that you bless it in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. In yesterday's devotional, we saw that God wants you to prosper so that you can become a blessing to other members of the body of Christ and humanity in general. But more importantly, God wants you to be a blessing towards the work of His kingdom on earth. Therefore, in the order of priority given towards the work of God should be prioritized above giving to the poor, except when it bothers a life. In Mark chapter 14 verse 7, Jesus said, You will always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to, but you will not always have me. So the decision to help the poor is entirely under your control, but doing the work of God is not under your control. Hence, you should prioritize giving towards the work of God without neglecting giving to the poor in your midst. God is interested in the work of His kingdom to be done with dispatch, and it takes the contribution of the members of the body of Christ to do the work of the kingdom. Such contributions come in the form of tithes, offerings, sacrificial seeds, special project seeds, etc.
It is important for you to know that the resources that God has given to you is for the furtherance of His kingdom agenda on earth, and if your heart is with God, then you should demonstrate it by giving towards the execution of His agenda in this world. But it should be highlighted that God is only interested in the resources of those whose heart pants after God. Anyway, one of the reasons you can know if your heart is with God or not is to look at where your treasure is. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 20 and 21, Jesus said, Jesus said, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." According to Jesus, your heart will always be where your treasure is. If your treasure is not with God, it is an incontrovertible indicator that your heart is not with God, no matter how much you may try to convince yourself to believe otherwise. If your treasure is not with God, it shows that you have stronger value for yourself than you have for God. But God wants you to use everything that He is blessing you with or has already blessed you with to support His work here on earth. Among other things, the Lord promised to deliver the children of Israel from the Egyptian bondage through the ministry of Moses. He told Moses that He will bless them with gold and silver before leaving the land of Egypt. Find that in Exodus chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. As far as they were concerned, it was meant to decorate their sons and daughters, but God had a different purpose for it. We also can find that in Exodus 25, verses 1 to 8. In chapter 25 of the book of Exodus, He demanded an offering of that which He had given them for the purpose of building His temple. Beloved, the things that the Lord has blessed you with are primarily for the work of the kingdom. God will never demand from you what He has not yet blessed you with. For example, if God blessed you with 500 naira, He will not demand anything more than that from you. You are to give from what God has blessed you with and not to borrow to give. Therefore, set your hearts towards God and your treasures will be rerouted accordingly. Shalom. Let's pray the simple prayer together. Believers, say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, please help me to prioritize You above everyone and everything else. In Jesus' name, and we'll say Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with Your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank You, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and You say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life,
and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make out time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine. Because my light has come, I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Elevation Worship featuring Carrie Job and Cody Carnes, and they're singing a song titled The Blessing. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifune, and I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Children, may His favor be upon you. And and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May His favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. Beside you.
before, behind, beside, all around, within you. He is me, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going,
your
rejoice,
he is for
me.